I want to take a moment and mention this because I found it interesting, and I don't know if people are aware. It's maybe just starting to make some news. This is an Associated Press story talking about a new online tool. It says new. Don't know if that means it was just introduced yesterday. This is when I saw the Associated Press article coming out. It's a new online tool called Take It Down. It's a tool operated by the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, funded in part by Meta, the owners of Facebook and Instagram. And what it's designed to do is to give control to teens, or they say even adults, who find explicit images and videos of themselves on the internet, things that they may have posted and they realize, oops, maybe I shouldn't have done that, or maybe images that they discover that somehow somebody got a hold of. And this site called Take It Down, you can anonymously actually remove an image. What you do is you create, they say here, it's what they call is a hash, a digital fingerprint of the image. It then goes into a database, and tech companies that have agreed to participate can remove the images based on your request, and you kind of giving that digital fingerprint on the image that you say, hey, this shouldn't be here. Mm-hmm. So far, it says, as of Monday, the participating platforms are, again, Facebook and Instagram, Yubo, OnlyFans, Pornhub, thank you, they're hoping that more will come on board into the future. There are some caveats. If somebody takes the original image and they alter it in any way, then you'd have to create a second request. It's like, okay, take down my original image. But then it's discovered that somebody took your original image and maybe cropped it or added an emoji or some kind of captioning. They've changed that image, so now it's a new separate image. So, you know, could that go on and on and on and on? They're hoping that in the future there might be finding ways that they could just take that one image and remove them all. Spokesperson for the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children says Take It Down is made specifically for people who have an image that they have a reason to believe is already out on the web or could be. Maybe it's an image you don't want, or maybe it's an image, again, that somebody's exploiting you to send more images. How often have we heard those stories?
Right.
So, kind of cool. The site, it says here, works with real as well as artificial intelligence-generated images. Well, that'd be nice, because a lot of those are now starting to come into play, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
All right. Well, like I said, I just discovered this. It lists as a new online tool. I don't know if it's brand new as of yesterday, but that's when I first saw the article. So, parents, grandparents, or maybe you, adult, that have done something that you shouldn't have done, take it down, look it up, and see what it might do for you.
Maybe a little long overdue.
Yeah. You wish that these kinds of things. They say here in this story that many tech companies already use this hash system, working with law enforcement for images of child sexual abuse. Okay. So I guess it's already being done in some ways, but these could be for any images, whether they're sexual in nature or not, just images you don't want out
there. You don't want up there?
Okay. So, good luck. Hope it works for you. Take it down.
Well, I'm just glad I'm a 90s. I was in high school in the 1990s, so I didn't really have to worry about this.
You were just ahead of all what happens now today.
Well, yeah. But, you know, Pat, they do have those AI images of you out there that we might want to check for.
That's right.